You are locked in to Locked On Badgers on a Monday. My name is Asher Lowe, joined by Ben Kenny. We both work over at BadgersWire.com covering Wisconsin football and basketball for USA Today Sports. I'm a play-by-play broadcaster for Badger Sports, including basketball, football, softball. But most importantly, of course, I am your host right here on the Locked On Badgers podcast, bringing you the insider student perspective filled with stats, special guests, and all things Wisconsin Badger athletics. Listen and follow for free on Apple, Google, Spotify. You can drop a review, hit the follow button on Spotify, drop a review on Apple, do all that good stuff to help the podcast continue to grow. Ben, it's Monday, which means Monday in the spring equals spring football, and obviously into the summer a little bit too. We're going to be giving you some updates on spring football. Interesting comments today from Wisconsin's new running backs coach. Ben is going to get into that. I'm going to close with some softball action because Wisconsin had a really fun series over the weekend that I got to call, and it's fun to talk about other sports that aren't football and basketball, especially when those other sports are firmly in season. And I guarantee you this week we will talk about volleyball because Wisconsin volleyball is coming back and in the NCAA tournament in just a few days, and they now have broadcasters to actually cover it, which is good news. We can actually watch the games on ESPN or ESPN Plus. But we'll start with spring football. Ben, first of all, how are you on a Monday?
I'm doing well, man. Happy Monday. Let's have a take. I had a beautiful Sunday, sat on the couch for 6 to 7 hours, watched the entire Masters final round, which is one of the most beautiful broadcast spectacles you could find. Parlayed that with the Phillies at night, which ended on a really controversial call that happened in favor. So it's been a really fun couple of days on Twitter.
Yeah, there's no way that man touched the base. But
no, none. There's no way. But what's funny about it is that always usually happens to us. Now it happened to another team. So it's kind of been funny to watch everyone else react. But then it sucks to hear ESPN just take shots at Philadelphia fans, even when we're not involved.
So let's talk about the running back room a little bit, getting into spring football. Let's talk running back room. A very interesting comparison made by a guy very fit to make this exact comparison. Why don't you tell us a little bit about it, and then we'll get into it and have some banter with it.
Yeah, so new Wisconsin running backs coach Gary Brown was hired pretty recently because their old running back coach, John Settle, who had been with the school 11 total years, coached pretty much every great running back you can name, he left for the same role at Kentucky. So Gary Brown comes in with a really impressive resume. He didn't coach last season, but he was with the Dallas Cowboys for 6 years, I believe 6 years, and he coached DeMarco Murray and Ezekiel Elliott to rushing titles, his experience in college, a couple more years in the NFL. So he's been there. He's done that. He played football for a long time. Today he was speaking to the media, and I believe he was asked which player Jalen Berger reminds him of that he had coached previously. Now, Jalen Berger, we saw him last year, wasn't featured as much as he could have, but 60 carries, 300 yards, looked like by far the best back the team had, and that's only as a freshman. But Gary Brown compared him, and I'll read you his quote. He said, "I don't want to compare him right now because Berger's so young. But I'll tell you this. He is as smooth of a runner that I've coached since a young DeMarco Murray when we had him. Pretty much calling his play style, his run style, how he looks with the ball, like DeMarco Murray." Now, DeMarco Murray,
who worked with DeMarco Murray,
who literally coached him. And DeMarco Murray's career didn't necessarily end as high as it could have. In recent years, his perception might have been changed. But in 2014, this is the year that Murray was the best running back in the NFL, the most productive one. 392 carries, 1,845 yards, 13 touchdowns, first team All-Pro, Pro Bowler, rushing champion. To hear a guy, now Jalen Berger, I believe, is 20 years old. Last year, true freshman season, he's only carried the ball 60 times in college. To already have that, to already have a comment like that about him is one, impressive with where he is, but two, coming from a guy like Gary Brown, who coached Murray, who coached Zeke, for him to have that perception is one, great for Berger's future, but two, I mean, he's already there as an underclassman.
Yeah, he is, and he's going to lead this room, no doubt about it. Who fits in around him? Because last year it was more of who's going to take the lead role with so many different options with Garrett Groshek, Nakia Watson, Jalen Berger all in the mix. Who fits in around Berger in your mind heading into the fall?
So, I mean, the ideal situation at this point is that Berger really emerges as the three down back, but there still needs to be guys around him to spell him or for different scenarios. So Garrett Groshek and Nakia Watson from last year are both gone. Nakia Watson in the transfer portal, Groshek, I believe, trying Watson, to go to the NFL.
By the way, to Washington State, that happened a couple days ago. He's officially going to the Pac-12.
Yeah, and Groshek, I believe, to the NFL. So what that leaves, and this sounds kind of crazy, it leaves Berger as the most experienced back in the backfield. So behind him, you have Isaac Arendo, who missed a lot of time last year with a hamstring injury. But we've heard a lot about, especially going into last season, how his speed is really a weapon in the offense. He'll be there. There's Julius Davis, who only carried the ball a couple times last year, another really inexperienced guy. And then there are the three freshmen coming in, who we talked about Jackson Aker on the podcast. He's coming in, and really these freshmen, they could end up finding a role because aside from Berger, there's no experience at all. So it's not like they're entering a really crowded backfield. There's Berger as the clear number one, and then we'll see about the rest. For me, my pick right now to be the clear number two is Isaac Arendo because of what we've heard about him, what he's shown on the field, but it could fall anyway.
It's a very different situation than Wisconsin was in last year in this running back room, where I think you have the 1A guy or even the 1A plus 1B guy mixed into one in Jalen Berger. He should be that dude, and Wisconsin didn't have that guy last year. It was really a game-by-game situation. If you remember, we didn't really know, especially starting the year, who was going to get what distribution of carries. We actually thought Nakia Watson would probably lead, or at least most people did, would probably lead the backfield, just given the experience of backing up JT and being that clear number two in his freshman season. But it just didn't work out that way for him. He never really found his patience. I don't think he found himself and his identity as a runner ever at Wisconsin. It sort of felt like he was pressing a little bit. And I hope he finds that in a new environment. I think a new environment is a good situation for him, especially an environment where he can come in and play right away. He has experience. He has some really good teammates that he's had, right? Some guys to learn from at Wisconsin, and a really good system for that position. So we'll see. I'm curious to see how he looks coming into next year.
Yeah, I'll finish the little running back part with this. Gary Brown being here, I wrote a lot after Settle left about what they had to do to replace the impact that he has on the program and the position. Gary Brown was a 12 out of 10 hire, probably the perfect person to come in. I trust him leading this backfield room, and whether it's Berger getting all the carries or some split, I know that the room is in really good hands.
It absolutely is, and it was interesting to see the name DeMarco Murray thrown out, right? Like a guy that played at the top of the NFL, not just an NFL guy, a guy that was really at the top of the league for a year or two there. And I'm curious to see how Jalen Berger progresses under a new coach with a whole new room in there. And a guy like Jalen Berger, who last year was the token freshman and this year has the most experience of anybody coming back, as you said, which is an interesting difference for him, a difference in mindset for sure. Today's episode is brought to you by betonline.ag. And Ben, while your Jordan Spieth pick didn't work out, if you had taken Hideki Matsuyama, I think, what, plus 6,000 I saw?
Yeah, my friend actually did.
Wow. So shout out that friend. I hope he was on betonline.ag because he would have gotten a welcome bonus if he used the code LOCKEDON when he made his first deposit. A 50% welcome bonus added to your first deposit. They got live lines. They got every sport, baseball nightly, ride some. Do they have volleyball lines? I wonder. I'm going to check that out. I'm going to see if they have lines for the NCAA volleyball tournament. Maybe they'll have them when they get down to like Final Four or National Championship, I would imagine. But I'm going to check that out because the Wisconsin Badgers are taking that home 100%. We'll see, though. It has to play out. But betonline.ag is the place to go, the number one trusted source here at the Locked On Podcast Network for all of your sports gambling needs. Use that code Locked On to get a 50% welcome bonus at betonline.ag. Today's episode also wants to shout out Locked On Today with host Peter Bukowski, which is the best way to start your day as a sports fan. Under 20 minutes on the Locked On Podcast Network, the podcast is called Locked On Today, and it gets into all the biggest breaking news of that morning in the world of sports, covering all angles of sports and using the Locked On hosts around the network to come in and help with some of that breaking news, the people that actually cover that team or sport on a day-to-day basis here at the network. So a really cool way to bring the network together and a cool way to get your day started as a sports fan. Ben, I want to get to softball in just a bit, But there has been a name, and the hype train is always, always rumbling this time of year, all right? The hype train is always going. Chugga, chugga, chugga. Last year, a lot of DK, a lot of Herbig on that hype train. And there's a new name that all of a sudden is the conductor of that express.
Is it victory lap time?
Go ahead.
I'm not going to call it a full victory lap. But back when last season ended, I kind of ran through a lot of film of the year, especially the Wake Forest game, because that's when we saw a lot of the younger, inexperienced guys see the field. And there was one guy who really stuck out to me. There were a couple plays where he showed pass rushing ability as an outside linebacker that we really didn't see much from other guys last year. His name is Aaron Witt, 3-star recruit back in the class of 2020. And Bobby April, outside linebackers coach, was talking to the media Friday, and he said, quote, "Aaron's built different. His mindset towards the game is a different factor. This guy's a guy you want in a street fight with you. He has no fear to put his face into the boiler and come out. He ticks different." Now, you had other people during that press media conference talking about how impressive he's been this spring.
Media conference? What's a press media conference?
The presser, the media conference, whatever you want to call it. They are all impressed about what he's doing this spring. Now, listen, this is a dude that literally played in 2 games. He has 2 tackles. No one is talking about him. But if you want some Badgers Wire exclusive, and now a Locked On Badgers exclusive, for early breakout players, back in January, I highlighted Witt. Now, I'll repost this on my Twitter. But some of the film from the Wake Forest game, he's probably not going to start. But some of this film is so much more impressive than you would expect it to be from a guy that didn't see the field and was kind of unheralded as a recruit. Mm-hmm. I don't know. If the hype train is leaving the station, I'm at the front of it.
The hype train has honestly left the station after a couple articles, some people talking about him. Also, shout out Bobby April, one of the best position coaches on Wisconsin staff and a guy that not only is a very good position coach, but a guy that can really recruit. When I was talking to that class of 2021, almost all of the defensive guys, yes, they mentioned Jim Laird's name, but that second name they mentioned was always Bobby April, as the guy that drew them to Wisconsin, was the one that really sold them on the Badgers. Bobby April was also the guy, by the way, that went to Cherry Creek, Colorado, thought Al Ashford was a defensive end, or like, so I don't know what he thought he was, but I didn't know he was a corner, and then realized he was a corner and was like, yeah, we need to offer that kid right now. So
yeah, great episode. Great episode.
But Bobby April is a recruiting legend and was talking very, very highly of Aaron Witt, which means a lot to me coming from him. So really good to see the hype train start to take off in this offseason. Speaking of Wisconsin's hype train, softball has won 3 out of 4 games. I'm going to tell you a couple things about Wisconsin softball, and I'm going to tell you why Goodman Softball Complex is the most slept-on area in all of Madison, Wisconsin, coming up in just a sec. But first, a quick message from Built Bar. Built Bar is the solution to getting the best-tasting protein you will ever get. Coming in with brand-new flavors in the last few months, we got new flavors in. Caramel Brownie, Cookies and Cream, Cherry Barcia, Apple, Almond, Crisp, the OG flavors, Peanut Butter, Banana Bread, Mint Brownie, Salted Caramel, Coconut Almond. Built Bars are healthy. The best breakdown of ingredients you will find. 19, 18 grams of protein per bar, 150-ish calories on average, 5 grams of sugar, 5 net carbs in these things. Absolutely perfect nutrition for anybody looking to get that protein fill in the middle of the day with a great tasting candy bar-like protein bar from Built Bar. Use the code LOCKED15, L-O-C-K-E-D 15, LOCKED15. I recommend getting a variety box because every flavor I've ever tried has been fantastic, so you want to mix it up. Go to BuiltBar.com, get that variety pack. LOCKED15 is the code, and you will get 15% off your next order with the promo code LOCKED15. LOCKED15, 15% off at BuiltBar.com. Wisconsin softball, Ben, I had the pleasure of calling Sunday's game on the Big Ten Network. On BTM Plus, I should say. I'm not going to give this all that much credit. BTM Plus, they took our radio feed. It was a lot of fun. It was a great weekend at Goodman. My favorite place to watch a Wisconsin sporting event is not Camp Randall.
Whoa.
It's not the Kohl Center. It's not the Fieldhouse.
No love for the barn?
It's not the field house. It's not, how many more can I name? It's not our awkward track stadium inside the shell. It is Goodman Softball Complex. On a beautiful day at Goodman, there's just nothing like it. Sure, the stairs are a little run down. Maybe the bleachers are a little run down, whatever. But the scenery is perfect. It's a classic stadium. You get an excellent view of the ballpark. On a sunny day, there is nothing like being outside in Madison at a softball game in Goodman. And we have been fantastic for the last decade under head coach Yvette Healy. This year was a rebuilding year. A lot of freshmen and a team that didn't play much last year because of COVID. They had their season stopped after just a few games. Didn't play any conference games last year. 2019 got the biggest win in program history. Beat number one Oklahoma in the NCAA regionals. That was crazy, but they lost a lot of those seniors. So this year, 2021, a lot of true freshmen on this roster, a lot of true freshmen that play a lot. Yesterday, for example, in the circle in a game against Iowa, you had a true freshman pitching. You had a true freshman who had the walk-off. So Tessa McNonimo was in the circle from LA. Shout out the Mission League. Shout out Chaminade High School. Shout out the best student section in all of Los Angeles, the Cage. Ben, you know what they do with that student section?
No.
Why they call it the Cage?
I don't.
It's rather ridiculous and kind of comical when you're an opposing fan, because I've only been there as an opposing fan / opposing player when I played basketball at Harvard Westlake, and they put caution tape like all around the student section area, a bunch of yellow caution tape, and they just call themselves the Cage, like they're in a cage. They just block it off with caution tape.
I've seen better.
I've heard of better. Very into it, but it's kind of whack. Anyway, back to Wisconsin softball. Winning 3 out of 4, their first series win. Shout out Wisconsin softball, their first series win since back in February, and they beat a good Iowa team, won 3 out of 4 to get their season back on track. Yesterday, though, was the highlight. Peyton Bannon, Wisconsin's best player, and she's only a true freshman, hitting .305 on the year. She has tore it up as a true freshman. Walk-off double to score Allie Miklisch. It was electric. The parents were there. We had a ton of fun. Wisconsin wins 3 out of 4, their first series win since February, and you got to get on the train right now. BTM Plus, watch some of those games. Wisconsin softball is one of the most fun teams to watch, has been for my last few years in college, and this team may be a little inexperienced, maybe young, maybe they've dropped some games they shouldn't, but they're finally finding their stride, and Peyton Bannon, ice in her veins, walk-off double off the center field wall yesterday to send Iowa home packing.
Show some love to the call.
Well, see, Big Ten Network, yeah, I was on the call, but Big Ten Network kind of messes up my
audio
because I'm on the radio call, and so they just, like, take our feed, and for some reason they don't know how to normalize it, I guess. I don't know. Never mind. Love the Big Ten. Never mind. Love the Big Ten. Love Big Ten Network. Love a job. Love you guys. You're great. Never mind. Big Ten Plus, they take our call, and, yeah, I was on the call yesterday. It was a lot of fun. Got some nice follows on Twitter from the parents of the team. You know how it is. Hopefully I'll Twitter DM them a couple times and get some good stories for – I think in a couple weeks I'll call the Minnesota series at home. That's our next home series, so – I'll try to DM the parents, get some good stories for the next few weeks of softball action. But one of my favorite sports to watch in college, wish we had baseball. If there is any silver lining to Barry leaving, and there isn't any besides this, maybe, you never know. It might open the door for baseball. I don't think so. I mean, there are too many things outside of Barry that make it really hard.
The weather.
But it's obvious that Barry's against it. And it's obvious that once Barry's gone, there could be a chance that the next person might be a little more in favor of it. I would love baseball at this school. I would. Great, great option to have.
Yeah, the things I would do to also have baseball. I've also, I've gotten kind of deep into a Twitter rabbit hole of college baseball highlights, mainly like the top teams in the country, but also just like any highlight bat flip I can find. College baseball is one of the most electric television products I've ever seen. It's
almost
nuts.
As good as my gambling heyday in the Little League World Series. All right. This is Locked On Badgers. This is a Monday. We're coming back to you on a Tuesday, and not sure which day of the week yet, but we have a very exciting guest coming this week, a guy that I think Wisconsin fans all want to see in the red and white come a year from now, and a guy that will be on campus this summer on his official visit. More on that a little later in the week. This was Locked On Badgers, as always, on Wisconsin. Ben, why are the Badgers Big Ten champions?
They are because when the hype train leaves the station, it's impossible to stop. The more players we hear this hype for, the better. We got Witt, we got Caden Johnson, we got Logan Brown, Jack Nelson. The young guys are emerging and they're leading the team.